Dear friends, thank you for joining us this evening. Today, in our Gnostic lab for practical application, let's put into use the mantra S, which is the mantra, or perhaps we should say, one of the mantras that we use so that we may unfold consciously in astral travel. As we put into use this mantra, we are verbalizing the sacred sound, the name of our Divine Mother, which is Sulu Sihisig. As we chant the mantra S, we are providing for the vibration of that divine fire in each and every one of us. As we put into use this subtle vibration, what ends up happening is that the harmony that it creates in the vibration that inundates all aspects of our physical body put us in a condition where it becomes very easy, very comfortable for us to unfold in our astral body. Samael tells us, what we do every night when our body goes to sleep is that the body stays on the bed and the astral body projects from the physical body. It unfolds of this physical body and it roams within the astral realm, which is the fifth dimension of nature. But lamentably, it does that unconsciously. So just like today, our psychological associations are of such quality that we go from here to there and do this and do that, and we do all of these things without even thinking of them, as if we were automatons. We walk somewhere and we don't even remember what was it that we saw on the way. We walk around looking for the keys and we get exasperated because nobody can find the keys and the keys have been on the table all along. You see, because our current psychological associations are leading us to be in this profound state of being asleep, of daydreaming. Well, evidently, when our physical body goes to sleep and our astral body projects, unfolds of our physical body, then it roams within the astral plane, repeating the very same things that it does here because it is conditioned by all of those psychological associations. Now, today, you're here listening to this Gnostic lab. And this is a constructive psychological association because all of you who are coming together and listening to these lectures when you go to sleep, and your astral body unfolds out of your physical body, well, you go back and you repeat the very same things. So eventually, you will all once again come back together, seeking to come back and receive some more of this wisdom that Samael so graciously has left us and that we are just sharing with you. Samael says, we want you to continue unfolding in your astral body. But we want you to do it in a voluntary and conscious way. So what is it that we need to do? Well, we need to start by helping make an adjustment in our daily activities so that we can get to bed in a way where we can relax our physical body. If we are extenuating ourselves during the day and we are burning of our mental values, those Bodvin Caldenos, then we're going to be exhausted at the end of the day and we're just going to throw ourselves in our bed and we just literally want to then pass out, hoping that we're going to wake up better tomorrow. If during the day, if we are addicted to so many attentions and we are addicted to so many emotions, well, the days that we are not getting all that attention and that we are not getting all of those likes and that we are not getting all those compliments and all of those recognitions, well, we're going to get home very exhausted. And when that happens, we're going to throw ourselves in bed, hoping to just pass out so that we can then hopefully wake up, recover the next day. And needless to say, if we are abusing of our physical body and we are working out in ways that are abusive to the physicality, and you don't give yourself opportunities to recover, and you're just pummeling your body, well, then you're going to get in bed and you're going to just throw yourself there, hoping that you're going to pass out quick so that your physical body can then wake up restored the next day. So we must make a change. We need to start saving those values that we have received, those mental, emotional, and physical values. And as we then lay down in bed, then all we have to do is lay down comfortably, close our eyes, and then we can invoke of our innermost, ask for some guidance, ask for his help so that we can unfold consciously in our astral body. And as we allow the physicality to fall into deeper and deeper states of relaxation, we can then complement the effort with this mantra. Because this mantra is, as Samael states it, this is the mantra that allows us to escape from the cave which is the physical body, and to climb the mountain. That mountain is the astral plane. We can use the letter S, that is a vowel. It is one of the seven vowels. We know the five basic ones, I-E-O-U-A, E-E-O-U-A. Then there is the letter M, and then there is the letter S. So we must chant this vowel, because this is a mantra that is very powerful for our astral projection, for our astral unfoldment. So what do? Lay on your bed, assume a comfortable posture, and as soon as you are in that posture, relax your body. We know plenty of practices to take our physicality and bring it into a very deep and profound state of relaxation. And as we're doing that, allow yourself to become sleepy. Walk gently into that dream state. And while you're doing that, with every exhalation that you do, chant the mantra S. As you can see, this mantra does not require of any major effort. This mantra invites to a very subtle vibration to inundate the physicality, your vitality, to allow you to very comfortably unfold out of your physical body. But what is it that we have to do? This is an exercise that must be translated into action. Samael says, the student must rise up from his bed as naturally as would a child who knows nothing of occultism, a child who knows nothing about this esoteric wisdom. Samael says, this is not a mental practice. So what does that mean? Allow us to provide you some more insight into that. The first thing that means is that it is not for you to be laying on your bed and be imagining that you're doing this. It is not that you start creating images and fantasies in your head about what you are actually doing. This has to be converted and translated into actual actions. You have to make an effort to get up. When you get off your bed, you take a leap. And you take a leap with the intent of remaining floating in air. not just taking a leap, because the current conditioning that we have today is telling us that every time that we jump, we're going to land somewhere. So now we have to break away from this conditioning. We leap with the intent of floating. Samael says, don't be thinking, but acting. And after you get up, you take a jump with the intention of floating in the space. Of course, if we float, it is clear that we are in the astral plane. And the moment you notice that, well, you may get excited. And you may be so excited, and you will be able to say, oh, wow, I'm in the astral plane. And in that excitement, you come back into the physical body, you wake up on the bed. Well, if that happens, then celebrate it. But don't become identified with it. Don't become fascinated with the experience, because this is something very natural. This is something that we all do and that we have been doing ever since we were born. So then if that happens, get back in bed. Relax your body. Chant the mantra once again. Allow for that moment of lassitude, for that transition between the vigil state and the dream state. And when that is happening, get out of your bed and repeat the experiment. So the first thing is, don't be creating mental fantasies about you doing this and that. Because in our conditioning, what will happen with those fantasies is that the mechanical associations that exist in the mind are going to start bringing in things that have nothing to do with the exercise. And if you identify with those new things, you will fascinate with them, and you will remain deep into the state of that deep sleep. And you will just have another night of regular unconscious activity, as we have been having for so long. So this has to be translated into concrete action. But what is the other thing when it comes to making of this a mental exercise? Well, it is very common for many practitioners to be laying comfortably flat on the bed, to be chanting the mantra for 15, 20 minutes, an hour, it does not matter how long, for them to be detecting that moment of transition between the sleep state and the awake state. And even as they start seeing those first images that come with the dream state, then they start thinking, am I asleep? Am I awake? Am I relaxed enough? Should I get up now? Should I chant the mantra 3 more times? And as we start doing this mental game of guessing and wondering and contemplating, rather than being there able to perceive, then we get distracted and we wake ourselves up in bed all over again. So let's not make of this a mental exercise. We have to translate this into concrete action. Exactly the same as we do as we get out of the bed in the morning where we're going to go have breakfast. Because you open your eyes in the morning and provided that we have already not created the necessary bad habits of this modern day humanity of grabbing the phone as the first thing. So if you have been doing that, please, we encourage you. Don't do that. It's better for you to reach for your Gnostic journal so that you can write down your dream experience. So just as you do when you wake up in the morning, just get off the bed. When you're waking up and getting off the bed in the morning, you're not thinking, am I awake? Am I asleep? Am I relaxed enough? Is this the right time? No, we just get up. So do that. That is exactly what we must do. So let's go ahead and let's put this into practice. Now, this is a very individual exercise. We will ask that so that the light from your computer screen does not bother you, that you just throw a towel over your computer. Just allow the speaker to remain unobstructed so that you can continue participating of this exercise with us. And as you do that, go and turn off the lights. Let's go ahead and lay down in our bed. Or lay down on the sofa. Lay down on your carpet. Lay down on a rug or on your yoga mat. Whatever is the surface of your choice. And as we are laying on our back, allow your heels to come together. And relax your legs so that your feet open side to side, just like a fan. Your arms, there is no need to interlace your fingers under your head. There is no need for you to be putting your arms on your belly, maybe putting your hands inside the pockets of your jeans or your trousers. No, don't do that. Allow your arms to rest comfortably alongside of the body. Accommodate your body in that posture so that you can feel that you are truly comfortable. And now in this posture, let's go ahead and close our eyes. Let's take a deep breath in one. Two. One. Two. One. Two. And tonight, let's put to use the practice of the gnomes. Let's make use of this practice that is so powerful and so useful for the purposes of relaxing our physical body. So laying on our back, let's make use of our objective imagination to see that out of the soles of our feet walk out of our body very small gnomes, because our body is populated by an infinite amount of them. And as these little gnomes walk out through the soles of our feet, let's give ourselves the opportunity to feel the immediate relaxation that is experienced in our feet, in our ankles, all the way up to our calves. We continue to breathe without making any effort. We continue observing these little gnomes walking out the soles of our feet. And we allow that relaxation to reach our knees. And we allow that relaxation to reach into our thighs. With every breath that we take, with every exhalation that we make, that level of relaxation, of lightness, becomes so much more profound. In our thighs, we carry some of the largest conduits to guide the flow of our blood. Those are our femoral arteries. And our femoral arteries are influenced by the constellation of Sagittarius. It is in these femoral arteries that a tremendous amount of power flows, and it helps magnetize our blood. As we continue breathing effortlessly, we continue making use of our faculty of clairvoyance, because objective imagination is clairvoyance indeed. And we continue observing these little gnomes walking out the soles of our feet. And we relax our muscles in our hips, our glutes, and we relax our creative organs. Our creative organs are influenced by the constellation of Scorpio. Of course, Scorpio is influenced by the element of water, and that should not surprise us, because it is in our creative organs where we carry our creative power. As we continue observing these little gnomes, we allow this relaxation to expand and extend the muscles of our abdomen, the muscles in our lower back, and all throughout the organs within our abdominal cavity. And it is easy for us to become aware of the gentle rise and fall of our belly every time that we take a breath, and we enjoy of the inhalation and the exhalation. The area of our solar plexus is influenced by the constellation of Virgo. Virgo is our divine mother nature. It is in the abdomen where we see the creation of our own psychological aggregates every time that we lose the remembrance of self. And it is in the abdomen also where we carry our telepathic center. That is the point of reception in our physical body. But we continue breathing effortlessly. And observing these little gnomes walking out the soles of our feet, we allow that relaxation to extend into our stomach, into our heart, our lungs, the muscles in our chest, the muscles in our back, all the way up to our shoulders. As we continue to breathe, we become aware of the rise and fall of our chest every time we take an inhalation and every time we take an exhalation. As we continue to breathe in and out, we allow that relaxation and that lightness to naturally cascade down our shoulders into our elbows, our wrists, our hands, and out our fingers. Our arms are influenced by the constellation of Gemini. That constellation of those two brothers, Castor and Pollux. Constellation of Gemini always invites us to reflect about the antitheses that we see in our mind, about opposites that always lead us into comparisons. But at this moment, as we maintain the remembrance of self, our objective is to reach a deep, profound relaxation state with the physical body. And as we continue to breathe in and out, and as we observe our little gnomes walking out the soles of our feet, we then allow that relaxation to extend into our neck, we allow ourselves to experience that relaxation by relaxing the muscles of our jaw. We relax our lips, our tongue. We relax the muscles of our face, our eyes. We relax the muscles in our forehead. And we ultimately allow for the relaxation of our scalp all the way up to the crown of our head. And we take a moment to enjoy of the subtle vibration that inundates the physical body. And we experience it with gratitude. We experience it with gratefulness. But we do not fascinate with it. And in this relaxed state, we then invoke our innermost by saying, Father of mine, God of mine, you who are my true being, we ask of you, we beg of you with our soul and with our heart. We beg that you help us unfold out of this physical body consciously. We hope that you guide us as we perform this exercise. Awaken in us the longing of the experience and give us a moment of inspiration and live in our intuition so that without reasoning we know when is the right time to leave the physical body behind. Guide us, lead us, and as we unfold, take us, Divine Father, to the temples of the great masters, so that we may learn directly from their lips, and so that we may come back into the physical body with a renewed longing, more decisive, with more tenacity and with more love for humanity, for our family, and for the work itself. So be it. And as we take our breaths, we start chanting the mantra S. Continue breathing. Do not identify with a deeper state of relaxation that your physical body starts experiencing. As we maintain that remembrance of self, we continue chanting the mantra intently and consciously. remain watchful of the first images that come with that transition into the sleep state. As part of those images, you will come across what is known as the initiating element. That is that word, particular instance, symbol, image that you see when you are starting to transition into the sleep state. So be mindful of it and observe it with no identification. But as you see your initiating element, get up. No thinking, no worries, no consideration. Feel yourself vaporous, light as a soul, and allow yourself to stand up and leave your body behind. Dear friends, continue with your practice. Thank you for joining us this evening, and may all beings be happy.